Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
You will see that some of the verses we read, I won't be referring to. They will be used as a background. 你会看见有一些经文我们刚才读的不会马上提到，因为在准备的时候就有感动，有另外的经文就进来要解释。So, even though you've read it, you can keep in mind that it's the background, but I will be following other verses along, mostly from John and other books. So, 我会跟着约翰福音的书里面来提醒大家今天我们要思想的关于那个使徒信经。At the beginning, I would like to share with you the stories of two well-known people. 开始的时候我要跟你们分享两个有名的人。The reason I want to share them with you is because I'm sad to know about their lives. 我要跟你们分享，因为我看见他们的生平，我会伤心。Because I like their work, 因为我喜欢他们所做的。But I also know that they do not know God, and they died a lonely and sad death. 但是我也知道他们不认识神，所以虽然在人生里面他们非常的成功，但是他们死的时候是孤单跟痛苦的。There's a singer I used to enjoy listening to. 有一个唱歌的我喜欢听他的歌。He had a range of over 3 octaves. 他的歌声可以走3个8度，就是他从很低到很高都能够唱。Some say that he is an even greater singer than Pavarotti. 有人说他比 Pavarotti 更能够唱，因为他有一个特别的恩赐。Average singers' voices have a vibration of 5.4 hertz to 6.9. 基本的一个平常的唱歌的人都从5.4 hertz 到6.9这个 vibration 的速度哦。Pavarotti 只有5.7，已经很厉害了。但是这个人，我刚才说的呢，他有7.04 hertz， 就是他能够用到一些地方，别人不能够用到的，在喉咙里面。He can use this gift of his vocal cords that some people don't even get close to, the way that he can vibrate his vocal cords. 他的声带是非常特别。So even as a rock singer, he was invited by opera singers to sing with them. 所以虽然他是一个流行的歌的人呢，但是唱 opera 的人都看得起他，要他跟他们配搭在唱 opera 的时候。Once Mercury said, pointing up to the ceiling, "He's looking after me." 有一次，这个人就说，他指着天上说，他在照顾我。And then he said that he had an experience that made him feel like he was reborn. 他就说，他经历过一些事情，他的人生好像他重生，在死里再复活的。But now that he died of AIDS.但是现在因为他有艾滋病已经死了呢，我就觉得很替他很难过，因为他有这么多的才能，他在他死的时候，你看见他平常是这么健康这么壮的一个人，但是40几岁的时候死呢，他的样子就不像一个人了。有艾滋病之后 ，He looks so sad. Even though he says he's looking after me, it feels like a rebirth. 虽然他以为上帝照顾他。但是他不认识上帝，他怎么样能够知道上帝有没有照顾他 ？How can he know that God is looking after him if he doesn't even know who God is? All the riches in the world, all the accolades, ended in a hopeless and lonely death. 全世界得到的，失去灵魂，还是一个灵，还是没有的。Then I read about the passing of Karl Lagerfeld. He was the designer for Chanel.有一个人是 Chanel 公司的很有名的一个 designer， 因为 Chanel 已经很多次快要倒闭了，但是请了他来呢，他们就一直升高。这个就是那个 Karl Lagerfeld， 最近也是博士 ，He died recently. He said this very funny thing that I found one day. 他讲了这句很特别的话 ：I am very down to earth, just not this earth. 什么意思呢？他说我非常现实的。我都像一般的人，都住在这个住在地球上，但是不是这个地球。That means he's a very proud person. He thinks that he is normal, but he's far better than other people. 他觉得我是一个平常的，但是还是比一般的人厉害，非常的骄傲。死的时候也是没有死得很好。 When he passed away, he also went empty-handed, as everyone will go. 每一个人都是空手的去。今天唱的诗歌就是这个意思。除非我们有了救恩，有待人的信主，就不是空手。So as we sang this morning, it's a good reminder. We will all go empty-handed, no matter how well off we are on earth, unless we've done something for the name of Jesus Christ. 为了主耶稣基督离开世界之前，有做了一些传福音，还是不是离开是空手的。所以你看这些人， you look at these people, they are successful, they are worshipped even, but they don't have a sense of who and where they are going. 但是他们不知道上帝是谁，也根本不明白。 来生以后会怎样的？死了之后， He was proud that he was different from other people, 非常的骄傲。 But there is a world that exists beyond this one. 但是除了这个世界以外，还有另外一个，我们没有想到，对不对？天天在忙碌，不会想到。 We don't think about the life to come. We only worry about what's in front of us. But it matters where we live now, and it matters even more where we live after we die. 非常的重要，现在我们住在什么地方，但是死了之后去哪里更重要。Jesus Christ came to open the door so that we can go back to the kingdom of God. 主耶稣来的唯一的一个目的就是把这个天上天堂的门为我们打开，让我们有一天能够进入天国，这是最重要的一点。所以这里讲到很清楚， He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and buried. 他为什么来受苦？是为了我们的缘故，有原因的，不是白白的受苦。很多人有时候是白白的受苦，因为好像没有知道什么原因。Sometimes we suffer, we don't know why, we don't understand, but Jesus knew why he came to suffer. Pontius Pilate was the only human named in the Apostles' Creed other than Mary. 你有没有想到，比拉多是唯一的人在使徒信经提到他的名，除了玛利亚以外。但是玛利亚提的时候是好的，比拉多被提的时候是不好的。But Mary, when she was referred to, is a glorious reference because she was the mother of the earthly king. 因为她是主耶稣基督在地上王位的母亲。 但是比拉多是因为他做了坏事， but Pilate was remembered for something terrible. He asked such an important question. 他问了一个这么重要的一个题目，什么是真理？ But you can see that he did not wait for the answer. 你看见他问的时候怎么样说，他就再出去，他都没有等。 He was face to face with truth. 他是面对面跟真理，因为耶稣基督就是道路、真理跟生命，他就是真理，但是他没有等他的答案。 He didn't wait for the answer. Many times we ask questions, we don't wait for the answer. We just ask for the sake of asking. 很多时候我们问呢，都没有等答案的，我们已经觉得我们自己有答案，只是问一问，来给人家觉得好过。 Just ask for the sake of asking. So this is not just a passing reference to Pilate. 在这个使徒信经里面讲到比拉多，不是一个只是。 没有什么原因提到的，非常重要的一点在里面。 By torturing Jesus, he wanted to avoid killing him. 他折磨了主耶稣，因为他不要负责，他要能够逃避把他放在十字架。 His purpose was to avoid getting involved. 他唯一的目的是我不要 get involved， 我不要参与这个事情，所以他洗手。 So he washed his hand. Even to this day, when we say we wash our hands, everybody knows what that means. 到今天我们说洗手，大家知道意思，是我不负责，我没有责任在这一点里面。Every time we read the Apostles' Creed here on Sunday, we read Pilate's name. 你觉得很奇怪吗？每一次在教会里面读到这个使徒信经，都要提到比拉多的名字。Matthew 27:19-25 says, While Pilate was sitting on the judge's seat, his wife sent him this message. Don't have anything to do with that innocent man, for I have suffered a great deal today in a dream because of him. His wife warned Pilate. When Pilate saw that he was getting nowhere, but that instead an uproar was starting, he took water and washed his hands in front of the crowd. I am innocent of this man's blood, he said. It is your responsibility. And all the people answered, let his blood be on us and on our children. Dangerous words, what they said. 他们讲这句话是非常的可怕，挂在我们身上吧，不怕，跟上帝挑战。但是比拉多说不关我的事，其实有关他的事，最后都是要他让他们去杀他，杀主耶稣的。Even though he said he could find no guilt in Jesus, in the next breath he let him go to the cross. 虽然他自己亲口说我找不到什么原因，这个人没有罪，但是一口气之后他就说让他去钉十字架，按照他们的意思。 Jesus Christ suffered and died for us because we are guilty. 耶稣来为我们死的原因是我们是有罪的。 We are not always aware of our guilt because it is hidden inside. 很多时候我们犯了罪不知道的，因为在心里面深深的在埋在里面，我们的罪恶感是压下去没有感觉的。 We don't feel that guilt. But something happened on the freeway on my way to the airport many years ago. 但是有一个事情发生在我要去飞机场在西雅图的时候，很多年前呢，就让我看见一个真理。 Let me understand something about guilt. It showed me that even though I was not guilty at that time, I have been guilty before. 虽然在那个时刻我没有犯罪，但是我清楚知道，因为那个事情发生，我其实里面有很多罪，所以我这个罪恶感。 I was on my way to the airport in Seattle and I was late. 在西雅图我要去机场，因为我迟了，所以我就开快了。 It was 7:03, 是7:03, and I switched into the HOV lane. 我就过去那个快速度的那个 lane, HOV, Diamond Lane.You are allowed to do that without passenger after 7. 如果过了七点，虽然你是一个人开车，你也可以走那个快的。我不知道这里的法律，但是那边是讲过了七点呢，就没有这个限制。Just as I crossed into the HOV lane, I passed a patrol car parked on the side. 我一进去的时候呢，就看见那个警察车停在旁边。He came after me with his lights, and I heard over the speaker. 他就开车就追我了。我再这样过去，他就出来就追着我，就看那些灯，最可怕的灯就是红跟蓝的在一起闪，最不喜欢看见。So I saw those red and blue lights spinning around, and on the speaker it says pull over. 他就说停在旁边。My heartbeat went up, 我的心就跳得越来越快。I stopped, rolled down my window and waited. 我停了，听说人说呢，如果警察抓你的时候，你要马上要关火，开窗把你的手放在手牌。They say when the police stops you, always shut off the engine so you take it seriously, roll down the window and put your hands where you can see them. 要把你的手放在他可以看的，因为警察都很怕，如果过去是坏人呢，也许他有枪。所以如果你安安静的遵守他，把车关掉，把窗口开，不动的时候他来，他就比较平静，他就不会这么生气。First thing he said to me, license and registration please. 常常这样做哦，给我你的执照跟你的 registration 来看。You violated the HOV lane restriction. 你错过了，你走进不当走的地方。我就说 ，and I said, but I thought it's okay after 7. 我说不是过了七点是 okay 吗？我就希望我的钟不是走得快，比他的快。So I hoped that my clock in the car wasn't faster than his watch. So that even though my clock says 7:03, if this watch is slow, I'm in trouble. He pushed his sleeve up, looked at his watch. It was the same time as my clock.他就把这个袖子拉上去，看见他的手表的时间跟我的车里面的钟一模一样，7:03。He said, "Oh yeah, you are right." 他说：“哦，你对了，是7:03，你可以走。”I couldn't be happier if he had told me he loved me. 如果他说他爱我，我不会更快乐，因为在那个时候我要听的说 "You are right." 那个时候我要听的说你对了，我错了，是7:03，你可以去。I was not guilty at that moment. 在那个时候我没有犯错，我是按照法律来做的。But many times before, I have been guilty. 但是有很多别的时间呢，开车我有犯法，我有超速，我有做我不当做的，也许忘记了开那个闪灯要转弯的时候。But that time I wasn't guilty. 那一次我没有犯罪，但是在神的眼目里面面前，我是一个罪人。But in front of God, we are all sinners, We are all guilty, whether we are caught at that moment or not at that moment. 所以我学到的那个功课那天就是追人就是追人，所以追人没有犯罪的时候有警察来都会怕。So even though you didn't do anything wrong, when the police comes, you are nervous. This is why Jesus came into the world. 完全主耶稣讲的这句话就让我们知道我们有需要他的怜悯。这个约翰福音十五章十三节 Greater love is no one than this, that he laid down his life for his friends. 主耶稣的爱是广大的 Greater love has no one than this. We must know this when we read the Apostles' Creed and we say, I believe.我们在读《使徒信经》的时候，一直说“我信，我信 ”，But we have to know what it is we believe. 我们要提醒自己，我们相信的是哪一位神，是哪一位的神子。What is the Son of God like? We have to know this, otherwise it makes no sense. 我们需要知道，才真正的得到帮助。Three things to remember today. 三样我要跟大家短短的分享今天。First is the faith of Jesus. 第一是主耶稣的忠心对我们，他的信心，因为他相信上帝的话，所以他愿意来到地上。He obeyed God by coming into a world that he was the creator of. 他愿意听上帝的话，来到这个世上是他创造的。他干嘛要来到一个地方是比他地这么高？ Why would he come to a place that he made and that he is so far above?Not like that singer, not like that designer. 不像那个唱歌的人，不像那个 designer 在 Chanel 的，他们只是比一般的人高一点。They're only better than some people in their skill and their talent. But look at the distance that Jesus came. 要看主耶稣跟我们差别多大，他愿意来。If we forget that, we've forgotten the core of Christianity. 如果我们不记得这个呢？基督教的中心我们已经失去了忘了 Jesus remained faithful to the end as the Bible said even to death on the cross 主耶稣是信心的顺服神的到一个地步他愿意到十字架上为我们死 Second thing to remember is fear 第二要记得就是惧怕恐惧比拉多是怕不要跟他们有关Pilate was afraid and didn't want to be involved, but he was also afraid of Rome. 他又怕罗马，怕得罪了凯撒。He was afraid of offending people, and so he went along. 他有惧怕，我们有时候也是有惧怕。We have fear too. We're afraid of offending people more than we're afraid of offending God sometimes. True. 有时候我们怕得罪人，多过我们怕得罪神。这个是一个很真的话，你们想就知道。神看不见，他会饶恕我。哎呀，人不高兴我们才可怕。When people are angry with us, that's so frightening. That's so scary. So that's the fear that I'm talking about. 这个是我说的惧怕。But Jesus had fear too in the garden. 主耶稣自己也是有惧怕。在客西马利园的时候，他也是有惧怕，因为他也是一个人。Because he was human, he also had fear. But he showed us that we can overcome that fear, built on faith. 但是他有给我们看见，有信心的时候也可以突破这个惧怕，不管我们是找工作，要得到医治，要跟我们的家人和好，要任何的事情，我们都有这个惧怕。We have fear about so many things in life, but by the will of God and the faith of God, we can overcome. That is the reason for believing. 第三是 fulfillment. The third thing to think about is fulfillment. The faith, the fear, and the fulfillment.那个成就是因为主耶稣忠心 Because Jesus was faithful, he fulfilled God's will. If we are faithful, we can also find fulfillment. 如果你和我也愿意忠心的话，我们可以突破，路过这个惧怕，还能够有这个成就，神的意。We can still fulfill. So, he tells us, Jesus suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died and buried.It is part of God's plan. 这个是上帝早已经计划的，不是偶然的，不是突然间发生的，都有他的时间的。It is timed by God. There is a purpose. We are so guilty that only God can save us. 我们有的罪恶的到一个地步，只有上帝可以解决。警察不可以解决，父母不可以解决。The police cannot solve our sin. neither can our parents, but only God has the answer. So I want to say, we have guilt, so we need forgiveness. 我们有罪, 所以我们需要得到赦免。 God is just, 但是上帝是公义的, so we need grace. 公义的神要给我们恩典才能够得到赦免。 如果只是一个有公义的, 有justice的, 但是没有恩典, 就完了。 If he's only just but has no grace, then it's the end for us. 50 years ago, when we first came to New York, my mother was cleaning houses to support us. 50年前, 我的家人和我来到美国, 我妈妈是在洗衣店, 洗衣服, 晚上去跟那些康乐大学的教授洗房子跟煮饭给他们吃的。 One night in the middle of winter, my mom was stopped by a policeman too, like mother, like son. 有一天晚上,我妈妈也是被警察停在路边。 By the time he finished listing all the violations, she thought, if I have to pay the fine, everything I earn tonight would not be enough. 那个警察数算了他犯错多少的地方,他说,如果他发一个票给我呢,我要付这个款的时候呢,连我今晚赚到的钱都不够来cover。 我今晚上班的钱都不够来付这个ticket. One of the tail lights was burned out. 它有一个后面的灯已经烧掉，所以警察一看就知道. So the policeman saw that she was running without one tail light. They always stop you if you have a missing tail light. Her tires were almost bald and unsafe to drive even in the summer, let alone winter. 她的轮胎已经快要走到光了，在夏天都危险，何况在开学的路. Her rear view mirror was broken. 他看后面的那个镜子已经掉在地上了，已经坏掉了。 It was a Ford Falcon, 是一个车现在他们没有做的一个福特的车是 Falcon, 买的时候是75块, she paid $75 for it. The ticket would cost more than the car. 如果那个警察罚那个票会贵过那部车。 So he said, if I wrote you a ticket, you couldn't afford to pay it. 如果我写这个ticket给你呢, 你都不能够罚。 所以这一次我让你去,但是fix这些东西。 So he says, you go away this time, you fix the tail light, you get new tires, and then you fix the mirror. 你把这些东西处理好,这一次让你去。 几天后,在停在家的门口, 妈妈出去开车之后发动没有声音。 Few days later, she went out to the car, she tried to start it in the winter, there was no sound. She thought, oh no, the battery is dead. 她说电池死掉。 他开前面来看,电池走掉,没有电池了。 So, the car didn't stop because there was no battery. Someone had stolen the battery. 有人偷了那个电池。 为什么? 因为电池的价值贵过那个车。 Because the battery was worth more than the car. You know, we experience many funny things in life when we think back. 我们会想到很多奇奇怪怪的事情发生, 但是在中间,我们很多时候都会看见神的保守跟神的恩典,对不对? Many times we will see God's protection and God's wonderful grace when we need it. He is there. 他会帮助我们. We have guilt, so we need forgiveness. 有罪的人就需要得到赦免. 有上帝的公义, there is justice, so we also need grace. 因为上帝是公义的, 我们也需要恩典. 这个诗篇103篇第10章第10节到12节是非常美的，很特别的一个经文。 He does not treat us as our sins deserve. 哦，他没有按照我们应该得到的审判。 Or repay us according to our iniquities. 按照我们的罪来要我们赔。 For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. 你们看中文那边,非常非常的美。 In a time when no one knew that the earth was round, 在那个时候,人不太清楚地球是圆的。 When no one knew about the north and the south pole, 在那个时候没有人知道有一个北极跟南极, north and south pole. But God described the distance between east and west, 但是神就用这个来描述说有东跟西,他们都知道有东跟西。 The altar of sacrifice in the temple was at the eastern side of Jerusalem. 那个献祭的祭坛呢, 在耶路撒冷的圣殿是在东边的最远的。The Holy of Holies is at the far west side of the temple. 那个至圣所什么 Holy of Holies 是在圣殿的西边，离得最远的。On the Day of Atonement, the high priest took the blood from the altar and walked the entire distance of the temple from the Holy of Holies to the other side. 在 Atonement, 啊 ，Atonement 怎么说？对不起，赎罪。在赎罪那一天 ，Atonement 这是一年一次，那个祭司就要把那个血从这个祭坛拿到去那个 Holy of Holies， 从那个祭坛带到去。至圣所是走很长的路。No one knew about North and South Pole， 没有人知道北极跟南极。But the point is, God knew the distance between North and South can be measured。重点是神知道北极到南极可以衡量多远的。But there is no way to measure East from West， 但是你不能够衡量东跟西。你一直走，从东走到西，你不会走到一个地方变成西；你从西走到东，也不会走到一个点是变成东，总是一种圈。所以意思就是说，远到没有人可以衡量。When God used this, He's describing to us, it's impossible for our sins to be remembered. 他不会记得，因为那个距离是这么无限的一个无限的。And the Hebrew word for east actually means everlasting. 在希伯来文的东那个字是代表永恒，永远都不会回到来的。所以神的慈爱，因为我们需要他的怜悯，也需要他的恩典，是在这里描述的非常的清楚，让我们看见。但是希伯来书第九章二十二节也告诉我们 ，In fact, the law requires that nearly everything be cleansed with blood.是用血来洁净的 ，and without the shedding of blood there is no forgiveness， 没有流血就没有得到赦免，所以主耶稣要来，所以使徒信经讲得这么清楚，他来，他钉在十字架，他死了之后他复活 ，so it tells us so clearly he came, he was crucified, he died, he was buried, and he rose again. That's the whole story of salvation.这个整个救恩的故事就在这里。This is the meaning of atonement， 赎罪的意思。英文很特别的来那个来源那个原文是 at one moment， 跟神变成一。At one moment， atonement 就是 at one with God， 我们能够回到神的面前。所以这个虽然中文没有这个意思，英文的原文是 at one moment。We come back to God because He's thrown our sins away. 我们可以回到神的面前，因为罪不存在了。不是他忘记哦，忘记很危险了。有一天他记得就完蛋了。God didn't forget, okay? Because it's dangerous if God forgets. Because God cannot forget, He will remember sooner or later. But He chose not to bring it up. 他选择不要再提，不要再拿出来讲，因为主耶稣的缘故。So.This very famous writer John Milton, he wrote Paradise Lost, he wrote Paradise Regained. Milton 这个两本非常有名的诗歌，很长的 epic poem. It's about losing paradise, 失去了乐园，又再回到我们当中，因为主耶稣的缘故。God did not forget. God just chose not to bring it up. 上帝没有忘记，刚才那个经文给我们看见，他把它丢在最深的海底里面。他把好像我们的罪从西到东这么远离他，不会再记得。He purposely does not bring it up. If we believe that Jesus died for our sins, 如果我们能够相信主耶稣是救主，是唯一最重要的重点在基督教里面。希伯来书第十章十一到十二跟十七节这样说。Hebrews 10:11-12 and 17 says.Day after day, every priest stands and performs his religious duties. Again and again, he offers the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. 这些祭从来不会把我们的罪除掉的。But when this priest, 这里说 this priest, 这个祭司，下面说主耶稣基督。但是主耶稣来了之后 had offered for all time, 永远 one sacrifice for sins, 只有需要一个死亡为我们, he sat down at the right hand of God, 他坐在神的右手边，这是做完了, 不需要再站, 不需要再做别的事了, 完成了就坐下了。 Then he adds, 他加上这个重要话, their sins and lawless acts, I will remember no more. Very different from I forgot. 我不会再纪念, 不是因为我忘记, 我故意不要记得, 我故意不再提, 因为我的独生子的原因, because of Jesus Christ. This is a wonderful truth. This is a truth that should change your life and my life every day. 渐渐地要改变, 因为他说我不会再提, I will remember no more. Remember no more is not the same as forget, okay? 我不再记不代表他忘记, 我不要记, 我故意放在一边。 I will remember no more. Just as when we forgive someone, we remember no more. 如果我们真正能够饶恕, 人家对我们不起, 说不当说的话, 你忘记了, 就是你得胜了, 你不再记。 有时候我们在里面, 为什么他说这种话? 为什么这么冤枉? 为什么说? 不要记, 不需要记, 神知道。 We don't want to remember. Those things only harm us. But Jesus knows, and that's what counts. Jesus suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and buried. 很清楚,对不对? 我们每一周都念的。 This is a description of God's justice. 这个是讲到神的公义,所以主耶稣需要死。 Jesus, who's both man and God, died so that we don't have to face punishment. 他死了,让我们不需要面对这个惩罚。 Pilate asked, what is truth? Pilate 告诉什么是真理? But he didn't really care. 他不care,他不管。 他问了, what is truth? With this, he went out again. 耶稣还没有开口,他已经走掉了。很清楚的,你要知道,你要留下来。圣经常常说,我们要安静才能够知道,不安静就不知道。 Jesus is the way, truth, and life, but Pilate did not want to know the truth. 比拉多没有真正的要知道,他只是要洗手,我不要负责。 We see crosses worn today as jewelry, but they have nothing to do with Jesus. 很多时候你没有发现, 很多不信主的人都喜欢戴个十字架, 当成一个, fashion的一个item, 哦, 只是来好看, 跟主没有关的。 But tragedy struck on September 1st in 2004. 但是在9月1号2004年, 在苏俄有一个很惨的, 头一次他们在学校, 学生被打死，在这个小的地方，在书里面，学校的孩子，这个神经病的，从那天继续发生到今天，对不对？ Here is the mother grieving for the child. 这个母亲为了那个她的女儿死掉的，无辜的被杀的。这里我们看见她的手抓着什么？一个十字架。We see her holding on to a cross in her hand. This cross means something. 这个十字架有意思。 We often see people wearing almost nothing, showing off their body but wearing a cross. 很多时候我们看见很多人穿得很少很少的衣服，肉都全部要给人家看，还挂个十字架，你说不是很大的冲突吗？ Isn't this a big conflict to wear the cross of Jesus and to show off your body? Has no meaning, 没有意义, 不明白使徒信心。 Don't understand the importance of the cross and what it means to a sinner like you and I. 不明白这个十字架刚才读的在使徒信经的意义在哪里。他为我们受苦的。他们把那个十字架当成一个好看的东西而已。The cross to them doesn't mean what it means to someone when they are facing the loss of a loved one. 他们面对这个凄凉的时候就很重要那个十字架提醒我们有盼望。 有永生。 That is why 90% of Americans today say they believe in God. 所以现在很多的系统来调查的时候都说美国人是90%都说相信有神。 They all say they believe there's a God, but it is not the God of the Bible. 但是他们所说他们认识的上帝不是圣经里面所说的上帝。 What kind of God do they have? I found this funny picture. They have a vending machine God. 他们的神是什么神呢? 好像你去买可乐或者买饼干吃，你放钱进去拉一拉，那个饼干就出来。他们的上帝是这一种的上帝 ，vending machine God 就是我祷告，神就要给我。我按那个，我放二毛五，我奉献，神要给我。This is vending machine God。祷告就得到成功，祷告得到健康，祷告就得到好的家庭。Vending machine God。这些人带十字架，不了解十字架的意义，就是把神当成一个机器。我祷告你一定要给我啊，你不是说你是爱的吗？你是赦免的吗？ He descended into hell。 中文说他将在阴间。 Some early versions of the Apostles' Creed did not include this phrase。 有一些旧的使徒信经没有这句话的，他将在阴间。 There are different explanations， 有不同样的解释。 One explanation is that Jesus went to a place to free the souls who are captured。 有一个解释说主耶稣去到阴间，英文说地狱，来救那些他还没有，主耶稣还没有诞生的时候，那些孩子或者那些义人已经掉在那个火湖里面，他去救他们。 One of the explanations is that because there are children and good peoplewho died before Jesus was born, so they are sent to hell, and Jesus came down there to free them. 这个是一个解释。But it is not true, 这个不正确。Because in the Old Testament, hell means grave. 因为在旧约里面，地狱就是坟墓，就是死人的地方。The Hebrew word is Sheol. 这个字在希伯来文，每一次看见 Sheol 在旧约，就讲到地狱或者坟墓。In the New Testament, Gehenna， 每一次在新约的时候有希腊文讲到 Gehenna， 他们就翻成 Hell， 就是地狱。但是 Gehenna 这个字是在耶路撒冷的外面的一个谷，他们是用来烧那些死的动物跟烧那些垃圾。Gehenna is the place where they burn dead animals and trash. So that's called the place of the dead， 死的动物、死的人就放在那边。It refers to a final place. 这个意思就是说，这个是一个最后的一个地方。Because in some Catholic churches, they teach that there's an in-between place. 有一些天主教的教导说 ，purgatory 就是一个中间，又不是天，又不是地，在中间还可以救他们。So some people believe, especially in some Catholic churches, they say that living people can help to save those who are in that purgatory.有一些教王是这样教导，说基督徒还没有过世的呢，能够为那些在这个阴间祷告，把他们救出来。But this is not in the Bible, because the Bible clearly says it's the end, it's the last place. 这个跟基督教就有点不同样，因为那个是最后的。We can have many, many chances when we are alive. 我们有很多很多机会，要不要接受主耶稣的，在我们活的时候。But after we die, there is no more chance. The Bible is very clear. 死了之后，真正的没有什么的机会可以再回头了。圣经有很多地方这样解释。这个是不容易讲，但是是事实的。我们需要知道这个的。如果你明白圣经，你就要相信这个。If you truly understand what the Bible says, there is no chance. We die once, and then face the judgment. 死的一次，就要来面对主。There is another understanding of hell. 有另外的，他们来怎么样解释这个地狱呢？这个阴间呢 ？Some people say Jesus descended into hell to prove that he died. 有些人说这句话是来证明他真正的有死。That is a mistake because the previous sentence already said he died. 那个是一个错误的讲法，因为在上面已经说他死了，为什么要用另外一句话来描述他死了呢？去到地狱不代表是证明他死。So it doesn't prove that he died by saying it a second time. John Calvin 有这样讲，他说这个句子不是这么难明白。Calvin said, whenever two expressions for the same thing are used in the same context, the latter ought to be an explanation of the former. 后面的那句话应该解释前面那句话，如果是同样的上下文。所以前面已经说主耶稣死了，埋葬了。不会再说他下地狱来代表他真的有死，那个是有另外的一个意义。 There's another meaning for that. Very hard, but there's another meaning. It is not the meanings that some people say. 不是好像有些人说的。 Jesus' death could not be restated by saying he descended into hell. 耶稣的死亡不是因为需要第二次的讲才清楚知道他死。 Hell is harder to describe than physical death. 讲到地狱是难过来讲到肉体的死亡。 The true meaning, 真正的意义这句话就是 他将在阴间是来代表他在属灵的折磨。 Descended into hell is an expression of the spiritual torment of Jesus Christ. I'll explain to you. Calvin says if Christ only died a physical death, it wouldn't be enough. Calvin 有说, 如果主耶稣只是有一个肉体的死亡呢，会不够。 Christ underwent the severity, 那个很严重的神的愤怒, God's vengeance, in order to appease God's wrath. 来满足神的公义,他的愤怒, and satisfy his justice. 神是有爱跟有公义的, 如果他可以赦免罪, 不需要付代价, 就不是有公义的。 恩典没有真理, 这是不是公义。 Grace without truth is not justice. It's bias. It's prejudice. For this reason, Jesus endured the fear of eternal separation. 为了这个缘故，是讲到主耶稣灵命里面的折磨，是代表最痛苦的，比死亡更难接受。 It is called everlasting death in the Bible, a living death. 在圣经里面，下地狱的意思就是呢，一个永远的死，但是不是不存在的死。 还是存在，但是灵魂里面的折磨。 The spiritual torment is the true meaning of hell, separation from God. The one in hell continues to exist, but in the kind of torment that is talked about here. 下地狱的人呢，所受到的痛苦就是主耶稣在十字架受到的痛苦，不是只是肉体的死亡，乃是灵命里面的折磨的痛苦。 Jesus was punished so that we won't be punished. 主耶稣得到这个惩罚，让我们不会得到惩罚。 That is the punishment we remember at Holy Communion. 为了这个缘故，我们最少一个月有一次的纪念神，在主餐里面，因为他是被惩罚，为了我们的缘故，他的惩罚不只是肉体的死亡。 His punishment is not only physical death. His punishment is spiritual separation from the Father. 他最痛苦是因为神离开他，暂时。This is the reason the Apostles' Creed says Jesus descended into hell. 这个是为什么使徒信经说他是降在阴间。This is not something found in any other faith. 这一点不是在任何别的信仰有提到的事。 没有任何的信仰说他们的神、他们的主降到阴间来为他们受苦。 No other religion says that. So that is why I want you to remember the three F's: the faith, the fear, and the fulfillment. 今天要讲到那个信心、那个惧怕、那个成就是有连贯的。有信心就能够突破那个惧怕，有突破的惧怕就能够成就了神的意在我们的生命里面。Christ's faithfulness calls us to have faith. 因为主耶稣有这个伟大的信心，我们也要学习有信心。The spiritual torment he endured, 那个属灵的折磨太受了呢，也是要我们能够放下我们的惧怕来相信他的大能。The fear that he had, that he overcame, also helps me and you to overcome our fears so that we can fulfill God's plan in our lives. 让我们也可以成就了神在每一个人的身上的一个很美的计划。 Holy Communion is a celebration because of the fulfillment. 我们叫这个不是一个纪念，只是他的受难，也是纪念他的得胜。所以英文叫做celebration，一个庆祝。Celebrate the Lord's table. 我们庆祝神的主餐，因为他得胜了。He descended into hell, and on the third day he rose again. 他死了之后有复活。如果死了没有复活，就是没有意思。If he died and didn't resurrect, then there's nothing to remember. Should we only remember his resurrection during Easter? 基督徒是不是只是复活节的时候才纪念他的复活呢？或者每一天都要记得？ Should we only speak of Jesus' birth at Christmas? 我们是不是只是等到圣诞节就提到主耶稣诞生呢？或者常常都要记得他诞生、死了、复活呢？ Should we only remember his death on Good Friday? 是不是只是受难节的时候就讲到他钉在十字架呢？或者这三样都要一起思想的，因为是有连贯的。 It's all connected. You know, no one has felt the pain of separation from the one he loves as Jesus did. 没有人经历过一个好像主耶稣跟上帝的隔阂，那个痛苦没有人经历过。Because we have never had perfect union with anyone. 在这里没有一个人从来有过一个完美的 union， 什么一个联合，不管是你的父母或者你的妻子或者你的丈夫，没有一个人好像主耶稣跟上帝这样的完美的一个联合。 There is no one on earth who has ever experienced that closeness. Whenever Tracia comes home from a long trip, I am happy. Tracia 随时从远方回到家，我都快乐。 When am I most happy? 我几时最快乐？ When she comes home after we had an argument. 她回家的时候，之前我们有吵闹过的时候，我最快乐。 因为好像得救了。 Like I got saved. I'm forgiven because she came back. This is what we experience with God. 这个是我们跟神的隔阂，能够应该能够经历到的。离开之后回到来，这是一个宝贝。 But nobody ever felt the same spiritual torment that Jesus felt. 但是没有人会经历到这个属灵的折磨，好像主耶稣在十字架。We don't see many descriptions of Jesus' physical suffering. 你不会好多地方看见讲到主耶稣的肉体的痛苦。 But we see a lot about his spiritual suffering. 但是在圣经里面有提到很多次他灵里面的痛苦。Even before he went to the cross in Gethsemane, he was already suffering. 他还没有去到十字架之前，在克西玛利园，他已经受苦了。What did Jesus see in Gethsemane that caused him such fear? 主耶稣在克西玛利园看见什么，弄到他这么惧怕呢？ What did he see? 他看见什么？ The real question is not what he saw, but what he didn't see. 最重要的记得呢，不是他看见什么，他是没有看见什么。He did not see God. 他没有看见他的天父。Jesus always prayed, I know you heard my prayer. 常常主耶稣祷告的时候，特别在拉撒路的时候，死的时候，他说，我知道你已经听见我的祷告，你永远都听见我的祷告。 Jesus says, you always heard my prayer. You have always heard my prayer. But on that night, he prayed three times the same prayer. 我们大家都知道，在克西玛利园的时候，主耶稣没有感觉到神的同在，所以他祷告三次是同样的。你从来没有看过主耶稣要祷告三次。You will never see Jesus praying three times anywhere else, the same prayer. In other words, he started to suffer the separation from God before he went to the cross. 另外的说法就是让我们知道，为什么圣经说他流汗，好像有血出来。那个痛苦是真正最痛苦的折磨，因为他最爱的天父从来没有分过的，从开始到永恒，他从来没有跟天父有一个隔阂。在那个时候，上帝没有听他的，上帝的脸已经开始转。God was already turning his face away, and that is the meaning of hell. 那个就是地狱的意义。神转他的脸，不看我，不看你的时候，就是地狱。我们不知道这个。We don't remember and think about this. That's what Jesus felt before going to the cross. He knew the sins of the world was coming on him. 他明白了，这么多的全世界的、以前的、今天的、以后的，都放在他的身上。神不会看他那个时刻。God will not look upon sin. Because Jesus became sin for us. 因为主耶稣就变成罪我们的缘故。His father was silent for the first time. 他的天父头一次不回答他。Jesus goes to his disciples, but they are sleeping. 耶稣来到他的门徒来得到一些安慰。他们睡着了。他又回去再重新祷告。He He went back and prayed, and again silence. The father already left him at that point. 神已经离开他，给他感受到那个时候。但是最后他祷告的是什么？ But what did he pray in the end? Your will be done. 他接受, he overcame. That's why faith, fear, fulfillment. 他突破了。我们同样的, 信耶稣的人, 同样可以有这个经历。 Before the first nail went into his body, Jesus was already suffering. 当还没有头一个钉子放在主耶稣的手跟他的腿，他已经受苦了。 This is why it is written in the Apostles' Creed. 所以这里这么清楚说，他死了，他降到阴间，阴间。 On the third day, he rose again from the dead. 第三天，他再复活是为了我们的缘故。 It happens today that before Holy Communion, we are reading these words. 你不觉得很特别？我没有计划这样，但是今天是守圣餐，就读到这一段。 Because today is Holy Communion, and we are talking about the very thing that we do communion for. 我们就讲到为什么有这个圣餐，是为了纪念这些。 It reminds me that long time ago when Jesus walked into a synagogue, the scroll of Isaiah was given to him. 有一次好久以前，主耶稣来到圣殿，他们的犹太的圣殿 synagogue 里面，他们就把以赛亚书给他念， and they gave him the scroll of Isaiah to read. But on that day that Jesus read from Isaiah, it was a prophecy about the Messiah. 当天主耶稣读的从以赛亚的卷里面是讲到弥赛亚的预言， the prophecy of Messiah. And so he said, he began to speak to them, the scripture you have just heard has been fulfilled this very day. 他说今天所说的已经成了。多奇妙。这个是神的 timing, this is God's timing. I did not prepare to speak about the Apostles' Creed at this point for Holy Communion. 我没有准备到要讲到这个地方，只是轮到这个地方，就是守圣餐。 在那个圣殿里面，他们读的呢，是一年的已经列出来的。 The things they read in the synagogue is planned a year in advance. Every week they will read a certain part, it's already written down. 每一周他们在读的时候已经列下来，已经准备好的。但是主耶稣那天就读到关于他的。 But when Jesus went there, unplanned but planned by God, he read about himself and he said, the prophecy has been fulfilled. This is just to remind us that God's timing is always good. 这个是提醒我们，神的 timing 永远都是完美的。A lot of times we don't see it until afterwards. 很多时候，之后我们才发现神的时间是这么完美，人的时间从来不完美。Our timing is never good. We do the right thing at the wrong time, or we do the wrong thing at the right time. 我们做对的事情在不对的时间，或者我们做不对的事情在对的时间，完全都是错的。但是神没有做错的，他直接。But God never makes a mistake with time. So to end today, we talk about faith, fear, and fulfillment to remind us. The Apostles' Creed shows us Pilate and Jesus together. 使徒信经给我们看见很清楚两个榜样，一个是耶稣基督，一个是比拉多。 我们要学哪一位? Who do we follow? Who do we want to be like? To be like Jesus or to act like Pilate? 我们要学习主耶稣，或者我们要学习比拉多。当然，我们知道答案。 But following Jesus is never easy. 但是真正的跟随神不是一个容易的事。 Sometimes we make Christianity very easy. 有时候我们觉得基督教是非常容易跟随的。 主耶稣说，我的担子是轻的。 Jesus says, my burden is light, my yoke is light. 他有这样说，但是其实很多时候要努力才能够维持的，才能够突破了这个惧怕。Many times it takes a lot of endurance in order to overcome the fear. We will remember Christ's death and resurrection now. So will our co-workers please come up front and we can pray. 同工们可以不可以来到前面？我们现在就要纪念神。